Welcome back to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. Louise Mackay from the dispute resolution team at Berry & Lambert Solicitors has been explaining the world of residential service charges. So we've covered what they are and the protections in place for tenants in relation to service charges. But what information, if any, are tenants entitled to with regards to residential service charges, Louise?
So under the Landlord and Tenant Act 1985, tenants are entitled to request a summary of costs and evidence in support of the charges. If a landlord or a managing agent does not provide this, or the charges seem disproportionately high, a tenant has a right to challenge those. There's also a procedure in place specifically for major works known as a Section 20 consultation process. And what this means is that the landlord would need to provide notice and estimates for larger works that they propose. This would usually occur when at least one leaseholder is required to pay more than £250 towards these works.
That's good to know. So what happens if they are unhappy as residents with the proposed charges?
So the initial step is always going to be to seek to resolve it amicably with the landlord or managing agent. You may also want to speak to other residents and get a feel for their position. It's especially important to do this where the value in dispute is smaller, as you'd want to ensure you are not spending more in legal costs than you would be likely to recover, as it's unlikely you would recover all in full. So this could take the form of informal discussions, seeking to clarify the charges and also establishing how they're calculated and how they've been incurred. After this point, if you cannot reach resolution, any person considering proceeding with a claim will want to provide what's called a letter before action. And this would set out the background of what is in dispute, whether that's the charges are unreasonable, the maintenance hasn't been carried out, or there's errors in the calculation, or, for example, the Section 20 notice process hasn't been followed. So you'd want to put this all in a letter before action and seek time for the landlord to reply or comply with your request.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, that certainly is food for thought. If you'd like to know more on this topic or any other dispute queries, do contact Louise and the friendly and approachable team at berryandlamberts.co.uk. And thanks so much again for taking the time to dispense some excellent legal advice, Louise.
Thanks very much.
I'm sure we'll be dragging you back into the hot seat soon. So do join us next month for another Legal Eagle. And if you missed any of today's episode, you can listen back to the full episode on the West Kent Radio website.